We are back and we're talking about the life of Noah. Noah has gotten onto the ark. The ark has been sealed up, and this is in Genesis chapter 7. We're describing what has happened. This is really a story of judgment. It's a story of compassion because God wants what is best in the world for us. And it's also a story of hope, as we're going to get to in just a little bit. But Noah is now on the ark, and the waters start to come. In fact, the Bible says that the door is shut up. He's waiting for 7 days. And you can imagine what that was like, sitting around a week inside the ark with all the animals, maybe making sure everything is ready to go. And then suddenly the waters start to come and come and come and come. For 40 days it rains and the floods start covering the earth. When the Bible talks about the account, it's 150 days that the water is over the surface of the earth. And the ark lands on a mountain, and it's not too much longer than that the waters start to recede. And my question to you is, how do you think Noah felt during this time? I'll wait it out a little bit. How do you think he felt, like, in the ark? To me, it had been like a 50-50 kind of tear, just as it is to live in this world. Because, like, have you ever been like a really cold day, and maybe you're locked out of your house, and then someone shows up with a key, and you're like, oh, thank goodness that you're here. You have like this sense of joy and relief that this happened. Or maybe you didn't have money. This just happened to my son. He went downtown. I was working at a church where church is downtown. I said, okay, you can go get some candy. And his friend was going to use his debit card as some kind of ploy, because they got there, the debit card didn't work. They had to come back to me with an IOU from the candy store that I had to give my card to go over there. What am I getting at? There was a sense of relief because he was so embarrassed about this. That happened, I think. Noah would have had this sense, a deep sense of relief that the God who created the world saved him. But read this verse once with me. This is Genesis chapter 7, 21 and 22. Everything that moved on the land perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, and all the creatures that swam over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. I think we have two takeaways from this, and one is very practical. Our life on this planet is finite. Your time is finite. It seems like we can push things off again and again and again and again. I'm not talking about silly things like your finances and things like that. That should be in order. I'm talking about maybe today is the day you call your mom. And maybe today is the day you reach out to your kids. And maybe the day is you forgive and mend a relationship. Or maybe today is the day you go to someone you trust and confess to something that you have done so you can be right in Jesus. That's one level. Level two is our world as a whole is finite. And as much as we'd like to think, just live in this bubble that God has taken care of us, there's a world out here that needs to know a message. And there's a world that you have a story to tell that says, I've made plenty of mistakes in my life. I have sinned. I have rebelled against God. I've wanted to do things my own way. But then I found a Savior that God brought his own way to take care of those sins. You have a story to tell that can change someone's life, because eventually the door is shut. Let's pray. Heavenly Father and Son and Holy Spirit, we'd like to think the world just goes on forever and we could just do whatever we want and there's no real consequences. Instead, you've put us here for a reason, and you've put us here to reflect your image in this world. It's tainted by sin, we know, but we can still reflect your love and your forgiveness, and we can reach out to the people we know. But ultimately, we can reach out with a message that really changes lives, a message of that you are a Savior that overcomes all obstacles and that they can be part of it, so that when the final day comes, we're not talking about 8 people in an ark. Instead, we're talking about a mass of people who know your truths, that are caught up with you into heaven. Help us be a part of that. We ask this in your name. Amen.